This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they come, yo. Here they come. Here they
this or that. This or that. This or that. This or that. This or that.
Leroy, can we get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them up at 866-954-MORE.
All right, it is mostly cloudy. Winds are coming out of the east. Probably skewing a little northeast, east northeast. Winds are going by like 10, 15 miles an hour.
It looks a little ominous, dude.
Yeah. Expect a shower. I got a passing shower last night when I was in my jacuzzi. Lasted for like 5 minutes, no biggie. Mostly cloudy, and I would say it's between 80 and 85 degrees. A little bit warmer than it's been the last couple of days, which means that that breeze is probably coming more out of the east, southeast. But I'm looking now, it's still northeasterly.
All right, how you do, Frog Boy?
We do have strong winds, actually, in overcast skies. Winds are coming out of the east, southeast, like you said. Yeah. They got them at 22 miles per hour right now.
Ooh.
Yeah, it got
Yeah, it's humming. It's humming.
Oh, it's humming. Humming indeed.
It did sprinkle a little bit on my way over here.
Look at that.
Yep, me too. I went through, like, when I drove through Deerfield today, it was like a, it was just like a pour down on it for like 100 yards.
Wow. Weird.
Very strange. South Florida, you know? That is your weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE. Want to let you guys know, we want to invite you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets, March 20th through the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. Oh, we're going to Hard Rock Bet so much. Chili Peppers.
I'm saving up.
Chili Peppers.
I'm saving up. On that Thursday and Friday.
Oh, dude. We are transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. You guys can get all your info at WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. But caller number, let's go with 9 for Pella Larson. Pella Larson, number 9. Caller number 9 right now to 305-567-0560. Caller 9 to 305-567-0560 is going to win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets. 305-567-0560. We'll win a pair of tickets to Buckets and Bets. Let's get to our headlines here, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory, the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers win yesterday, 2-1 over the Tampa Bay Lightning. 2-1 filthy. They snapped Tampa's 8-game win streak, which is, I think, the thing that I find most satisfying about it. I love snapping a long win streak, Leroy. They had just beaten the Capitals on the road. Nice try, Vasilevskiy. You were good. Hey, you're good. You're good. You know Sergei Bobrovsky.
That breakaway. When he stopped that breakaway, I was like,
oh. Stoned him.
Sometimes it gets a little hectic. I can't follow the puck. Like at the end of the game, it hit the crossbar and bounced down.
That was scary.
And
Sam Reinhart inside his own zone gives to Barkov. Barkov to center. His pass intercepted. A breakaway. It's McDonough. In shot. Save Bobrovsky. Kicked it away with the left pad. Protects the one goal lead. The Panthers back in offensively on the power play.
I love that guy. I love that guy, man. I love Sergei Bobrovsky. I'm so proud of him. I'm so happy for him.
Yep. I can say I'm happy for him.
Yeah, you better be happy for him. You were talking about him here, one.
Hey.
What?
He was honest, though. He even told Jameson he took accountability for it.
Like, wait. What I was saying, when I was saying it was accurate, it's not accurate anymore, so I have since changed my tone. There's nothing wrong with that. Right.
Well, I will accept you saying the facts have changed as long as when I use it, you accept it.
No. But the facts have actually changed.
No, what do you mean, dude? They do what I say, too.
He went from giving up 4 goals a game and getting benched to being a wall.
Tyreek Hill tweeted out over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
This will be my best year yet, Dolphins. Deuce emoji. I don't know if that means he's saying peace to the Dolphins.
No. Does he mean his best? Is he going to play all the games?
I don't know.
Or is he going to get?
I mean, yeah, I think. I don't know. If it was his best year yet, that means he's got to give me at least 1,800.
That ain't going to happen.
What do you mean? It could happen.
No. It has nothing to do with Tyreek. How they spread the ball out. Spread the ball, like with Jonnu Smith. Jonnu Smith is going to get used a lot. Because he is the mismatch.
I like Jonnu Smith, but I miss Cheetah Bombs, dude. I miss them.
Cheetah Bombs, they're taking them away from you.
Well, take them back.
You can't.
Why not?
Because they can drop guys deeper.
But he's the cheetah. I want him.
Do you understand one of the most frustrating things with me watching football with people is that defensively, I can take somebody out of a game. And you know this. But yet, you still want him to chunk it up to Cheetah. Yeah. If they say, hey, we're going to make sure that he's not going to get deeper than us.
Not with an attitude like that. Don't you miss Kevin Harlan? He's got ill.
Oh, my God.
Used to be the best parts of Sundays.
And that's the most frustrating thing about
what? Got ill.
That's the most frustrating thing about it, right? Well, we take a defense saying, we're not going to let Tyreek get deeper than us. And they drop it way deep.
Whatever, dude.
Hold on. And a dumbass fan will look at that and say, why aren't they throwing it to Tyreek?
Tell that. You know, dude, that, just, but I want Tua to sling it down the field to the cheetah. Just try.
And then when he throws a pick from throwing it deep, then what?
Come back the next time and try it again.
Yeah.
Try it again.
Yeah, and
I don't want to check down Charlie.
Yeah.
I want to sling it Steve.
I want to chuck it Charlie.
Yeah, dude, that's a point.
Yeah.
This is why all my football knowledge and ability to explain what goes on during the course of a game is being diminished by you two knuckleheads.
I'm not diminishing it. I respect your football knowledge.
I'm telling you what happens during the course of a game.
You don't,
and everybody gets mad that he's not throwing it to Cheetah. Well, that's why you have other players. Somebody else got to make a play, and then you kind of go back and forth.
So we're never allowed to throw it to Cheetah again?
No, but you have to set it up differently.
We'll set it up.
You have to run plays that bring them up out of that defense, and then you hit them with it.
What you got? You got something? You know how to do it? You could tell us.
Yeah, that's why I said Jonnu Smith is going to be a big...
You think like when they stuck a bunch in the box, Leroy was like, oh no, they're taking me away. No?
You
no.
ran over them.
Yeah.
You made things happen.
Boom, 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 boom.
Running the football is different.
You always say that. Like, well, you know, it is. But why can't it not be different?
Okay. Yeah. How many times have you seen a quarterback throw a ball and everybody goes, why is he throwing it there? It's double covered.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever says, oh, he's just taking a chance. Nobody says that. Nobody says, what a bad throw. He's thrown into double coverage. Mm-hmm. He's thrown into triple coverage.
If he's going to be here, if he's going to be here, utilize him to his abilities.
You're not answering my question. Well, here, using Tyreek to his abilities, if he can garner that much attention, then somebody else has got to make a play. If somebody else makes a play, then that opens up Tyreek again. It works hand in hand.
If you're letting him become a decoy and you settle with him being a decoy, then we're going to be stuck here.
It's not. Wait.
Decoys suck.
You can have every intention on running a play designed to get Tyreek open. Mm-hmm. But if they take that away, you have other weapons on the field that you have to be able to use. So, for example, if you have another receiver catch 5 for 110, are we going to complain that Tyreek's not getting a ball?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to see him run fast, dude. Goodness. If he's going to be here, he's the cheetah. You know what we should practice this?
What?
A spring game.
Spring game.
A spring game.
You can work out the game.
Hell yes.
Here we go.
Wow.
Have we thought of that?
That's good.
Better than preseason, for sure. Preseason, just a dress rehearsal.
I'd have a better conversation.
Work out the kinks.
Talking to my daughter about football.
That's not fair.
It is.
She knows things.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't.
She knows about
knowledge.
The same amount as you guys do. Mm. Why isn't Cheetah catching the ball?
Right?
Isn't he their best player?
Sometimes football's easy.
It's a fair question.
This is good. This is good.
You
analysis.
Think the defense doesn't play a role?
Give him the rock.
Okay.
Give him the rock.
Okay.
You smell what the rock is cooking? Cheetah.
Mm. Turn cheetah
that
heel.
That is if he plays.
I think he did turn heel.
Yeah, he did, actually.
The heel run.
You guys are the worst.
I just miss football.
My football knowledge has been just...
No, it's not fair.
It is.
I respect your football knowledge.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I swear to
God, you don't. Because your theory is just chuck it up to Tyreek.
Yeah.
But if you watched a game where Tua did that...
Yeah.
...and threw two picks, you'd be pissed.
No.
Yes, you will. Oh, my goodness. Tua has never thrown a pick and you say, oh, he was trying to make a...
You ever heard the term, throw it down there, cheat it down there somewhere?
Oh.
Yeah.
Football philosophy, dude.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Until you're down by 14 points.
What would Socrates say to that?
Sometimes it's not X's and O's. It's how far you can throw.
Yeah.
That's not what that saying is.
I think so.
It's not X's and O's. It's Jimmy's and Joe's.
What? They switched it. They must have changed it.
You sure it's not Jimmy and Throws?
No.
Jimmy and Throws.
You guys. So, here. You can't do this, and I'm not allowed to fat shake.
Right? Dude, you got to do something. You need to just
yeah, but I didn't. But he's like,
you're falling.
He's going to spend all Lent living for these moments.
What is fat shaming your stress doll?
Seriously.
It's like squeezing him.
Instead of an inhaler, he's like, fatty.
He's portly.
Take a break back after this. I know what you're thinking. It still counts if you guys are in the other room. It doesn't count as a make a time on time segment. It doesn't.
Yes, it does count, okay?
It doesn't count, goalpost mover. I could feel the sinking. It's like saying I knew the play, but I wasn't on the field.
Did you see that commercial with Wembanyama?
No.
It's the new Apple commercial. Go pull up the new Apple commercial.
Is it with him, Tatum, and I forgot
no.
who else?
No, no.
Oh, Giannis?
No, you'll see what I mean.
All right, I'll check it out. Welcome back, everybody. Got some NFL news just breaking. Not surprising. Davante Adams has been released by the New York Jets.
Really? Just released?
Released, dude. Released.
So how does he go from... Didn't they give up a first-round pick to him for him?
What did they give up for him, Marcos? Do you remember what they gave up for him?
Yes, it was half a bag of M&Ms. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the yellow bag. And a first-round pick.
Peanuts.
But, I mean, we saw Debo go for a fifth-rounder. I'm not surprised anymore.
So they just released him.
Yeah. I think they tried to get the trade for him, and everybody's like, okay, dude. We know how this is going to go.
So
they sent a third-round pick.
So they should have did the, who was it, Gus Weiler, where they sent him with a pick. Just please take him
Osweiler.
Off our Osweiler.
Osweiler.
Sent him with a pick. Just take him off our hands.
According to Schefter, he didn't have any guaranteed money left on his deal.
Who?
No, no. More?
Right. So it was, but you gave up a first rounder for him.
Third rounder.
Okay, that's not
third rounder.
A conditional third rounder. I don't know what that means.
That means that.
It means he had to put up some numbers for them to get a third rounder.
And he did.
Oh, okay.
And imagine, like, here's the thing that's funny about it. They did that whole dog and pony show on McAfee where, like, he slid into the back of Aaron Rodgers' interview. He's like, who's behind you there, Aaron? Punting.
Is Devontae the new Antonio Brown? No.
Nah, he's not a malcontent. He's just best friends with an idiot.
He's
relatable.
When he left Green Bay, he like, yeah. You know, you can't be with a bum quarterback.
He'll probably go back to him in New Orleans, yeah? Or he's going to go either where Aaron Rodgers is or he's going to go where Derek Carr is. That's what he's going to do.
That wouldn't be bad.
In New Orleans?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's washed. I don't think he's terrible.
No, but this is a weird thing that...
It's weird that we're going to, because of his last couple of years, there are going to be people that suggest that.
1,500 yards 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, look,
in Vegas. In Vegas, nonetheless.
We've seen this happen, though. Especially with wide receivers, they just fall off a cliff.
No,
Julio Jones and Hopkins were two of the most feared, and then, like, some weird thing happened, and now they're.
Yeah, they got a bum quarterback.
Well, you know, Davante Adams doesn't have a lot of options.
Yeah, he does. There's a lot of teams.
I'm surprised you're not salivating over him, OBJ boy.
You know what?
Can't afford him.
You're banned from all wide receiver talk.
No way, dude.
Yes, you are.
All right, I saw more OBJ on Love Island than I did on the Dolphins this year.
I mean, what a bum, dude. What an absolute bum. I think to get roasted after the season because I said something bad about him. Horrible.
I mean, I think we sometimes look at a wide receiver saying that now the quarterback has a weapon, when in actuality, your quarterback has to be decent enough to warrant you getting a top-notch receiver.
Luis mentions he goes to the Buffalo Bills, he'll be just fine. Ooh. Oh, I would have liked that.
Yeah, because of the quarterback.
He's going to the Niners, though, so don't worry about it.
No, he can't go to the Niners.
What?
They don't – that's different. Going to the Niners is not a good fit for him. Like going somewhere like the Bills, wow!
Well, I guess he can't go back to Vegas if Aaron Rodgers goes to Vegas. But I don't know if Aaron Rodgers
going to go. Aaron Rodgers is not going to Vegas.
Why you not? Also can't. You can't continue to like hitch your trailer to Aaron Rodgers wherever he's going. Like,
why not?
Who cares?
So he would be. I think he would. Man, would you be pissed if he went to Buffalo?
I would be pissed.
I'd be pissed if Buffalo gets anybody.
Right. So
stupid Buffalo.
I mean, stick with Mac Hollins, the TikTok.
Adams can't play anymore.
Damn him.
People don't, like, yeah. What if he goes to the...
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ravens.
I wouldn't like that.
But I mean, I'm not, you know, the Ravens I can tolerate more, but
why?
I don't know. I just can't. I don't feel the same way about the Ravens as I do the Bills. I like Lamar right. Jackson.
Well,
and
I mean,
the Bills.
You felt that way
angst.
About the Jets, and look at how that turned out.
But it was a great moment. We were so viral, Aaron.
It turned out exactly like I said it would.
Yeah, you hate Aaron Rodgers. We got it to it.
No.
You do hate Aaron Rodgers, though. You got to admit.
Sam Darnold, did you see that, too? They said they're not going to franchise tag him, but they're open to still keeping him. Kind of sounds like we're on the outs with him, right? He's not going to stay in Minnesota.
Come on, dude. You know, the writing's on the wall.
Well, if you franchise him, he got to get like $50
million. Right, yeah.
Mm. Like, so.
Mm. Where does he go?
For 1 year? There's a couple of teams that, here's the problem.
I imagine he goes back to the Jets.
Here's the problem. And here's the bigger question about situations like this. Nobody thought he could play. Everybody thought he was just going to be a backup.
Yeah.
And everybody thought the Vikings season was over when he was named the starting quarterback.
Right.
After their guy got hurt. And he has a year like that. Has he always been this good and he just needed to develop or the circumstances? Or did the Vikings do something with him that other teams can't? And this is the question that I have, is that how much of each side of this played into the success of Sam Darnold?
We have a bunch of cases now in the NFL of guys who have been to their next stop and it's worked out okay for them. Goff.
Yep.
Baker.
Yep.
Sam Darnold.
Wait, Baker went three stops.
Well, so Darnold. Darnold's in that same Carolina room.
Okay.
And then
right.
Baker actually had four stops because then he went to L.A. for like a stint.
Right. So like,
and then,
how much of this?
And then Geno was, everybody was off on Geno.
Right. And how much of this plays a role with the situation you're in? Like, so many people think, oh, we need a quarterback. Let's go get a quarterback. And that quarterback doesn't fit. And you say the quarterback sucks. Well,
so you're saying get Justin Fields.
We have a whole bunch of situations.
It's a good call, Leroy.
We have a whole bunch of situations where these quarterbacks who were drafted by their original teams didn't work out, and we all say, oh, he was a bust. And now we're seeing these guys. No.
So Justin Fields to the Dolphins?
No.
Mobile.
Why do you want to draft
him? Well, you just said.
So wait a minute. So here. Let me ask you two idiots a question.
I was just following your lead.
No, let me ask. No, you weren't following my lead.
I was following your lead.
No, you weren't.
You were dancing, and I was following with
but
you.
But the Dolphins don't need a quarterback.
Well, you need a backup quarterback.
Need a backup.
So let me ask you this.
Mobile.
You think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Tua?
Is that what I said?
What?
Then why are you?
Because Tua has a really hard time staying healthy through 17
correct.
Games.
True, mm-hmm. true, true.
Which, correct. By the way, is soon to be 18. So
more games.
I'm just saying.
You're talking about an offense that requires timely and accurate throwing, and you're going to bring in a guy who does none of that.
I think Mike McDaniel.
No. There's a level. There's certain.
Not let me finish.
There's certain levels of this that you have to have.
Certain.
An accurate quarterback. Mm-hmm. Doesn't, like, a guy who's never been accurate and never had to make timely throws doesn't all of a sudden become that.
Mike McDaniel was seen hobnobbing with Justin Fields during that game.
Hobnobbing.
So I think there's a possibility. I don't know, dude. You tell me.
Come on.
Let me ask you this.
Come on.
You are on one today.
I'm not on one.
You just really.
I've been cooking.
No. You have.
Objectively.
You haven't been cooking.
I've been cooking.
No, you've been.
Triple double with blocks.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
One more time.
Sounds like so she says.
Made me realize.
So everybody.
It's like raid.
So, like, you understand the type of quarterback that's required to play in this offense.
I mean, last year we didn't really get that though, and by the end, Snoop was doing decent.
You know what kind of
Snoop? Remember him?
Decent. A souped up Snoop.
Not mobile enough.
A super Snoop.
Yeah.
Do are you okay?
No.
Oof. Soup Snoop.
No.
No soup for you. What if we tried Justin Fields out of the spring game?
Spring
game tryout for Dolphins backup QB.
Yes.
We'll have him. We'll have Mariota.
Ooh. Where's Ryan Tannehill? Bring him back.
You know, Ryan Tannehill's 40.
You know, he used to play wide receiver in college.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Sneaky mobile.
We're still using that bit 20 years ago.
They would use that bit if he came back.
Yeah.
If he came back. If the first week that Ryan Tannehill starts for another team in an emergency, someone's going to bring up that he was a wide receiver in college.
You see that mobility? You know he was a wide receiver in college.
You know who else was sneaky mobile? Blake Bortles.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he was just scared to throw it.
Daniel Jones, sneaky mobile.
Intangibles.
Tackled by the earth.
Where's Daniel Jones now?
Is he with Minnesota?
He works at the
Hard Rock. Oh, he's at the Jet. Where is Daniel Jones right now?
He works at the Hard Rock. He's a blackjack dealer.
No, he was going to sign with Minnesota, didn't he?
He did sign with Minnesota. I think he's with Minnesota.
What he should do,
he is XFL, with Minnesota.
Danny Dimes. Put Dimes on the back of his jersey. Best quarterback in the league.
UFC 314 is coming to the Kaseya Center.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
We got one half of the main event joining us. Diego Lopez is fighting Alexander Volkanovski for the title.
Whoa.
He joins us next. Welcome back, everybody. Very excited to talk to our next guest. He is in the main event down here in Miami, UFC 314 at the Kaseya Center at the Heat's house. Diego Lopez is going to be fighting for the featherweight championship. Diego, thank you for the time. Appreciate you joining us.
No, thank you. Thank you for the space. Yeah, I'm so excited for the fight in Miami. It's my fifth fight in Miami for the belt. Yeah, I'm so excited, bro.
How much of a surprise was this to you with Topuria leaving the division?
I think everybody's surprised, right? Because Elias only have one defense in the division for the title. But I'm not 100% surprised because in October the last year, Ilya mentioned same times that you move over, right? But the people not take it too much importance for this word from Ilya. But now Ilya is the 100% is the 55. The title stay vacant. I'm a little bit surprised, but not too much.
How excited are you to fight Alexander? Like, this is the guy who's been the featherweight goat in a lot of people's minds, one of the best at least. How excited are you for this matchup?
Bro, I'm so excited because I followed the Alex Carrera for so long time. The guy staying in UFC, I think maybe 10 years, maybe, or a little bit more. I watched the wild fights, the Volks, the Ufish fight in UFC, take the belt, the guy tried the double champion, and now I'm facing Volk. I'm so excited, bro. I'm so excited because I'm big fan for Volk, right? I think everybody is from Volk. It's fun the Volk, no? And now I'm facing Volk. I'm so excited. I trained too much for this fight.
I want to ask you about that because you recently went to Australia. Were people happy to see you there because he's from there? So did you get a lot of fan support there still, even though you're fighting their guy?
I think this time in Australia, the people don't have idea. This time my next fight is Volk, right? But the people's the energy is so good, bro. I have to maybe 3 or 4 meet and greet in Australia. The people is so good. The people so excited too. Is there a lot of photos, videos? The people in the street is the Diego in the arena. The arena is crazy because I think after two fights, the main card is the UFC filming me. Okay, the people so excited. But the next time the people boom filming Volk, bro, the arena is crazy. You know, this arena is so crazy. Yeah, it's the good energy in Australia, bro.
Did you get to do anything awesome in Australia? It looked like you were on a boat or some kind of like any adventures with animals or things like in Australia.
No, not too much. I'm still in the hotel. I'm no meet the another place. I meet this. Look, I have the copy from Australia, the CUGP. I meet the guy from the CUGP. I meet the guy from Australia, Brazil, and Spain. Yeah, not too much is the outside for the clothes. The hotel is the only is the I have work for UFC, you know?
Very cool. Talking to Diego Lopez, he's going to be fighting down here, UFC 314 in Miami. Get your tickets now, everybody. It is going to be a heck of a card. Very excited to see this. Diego, first time in a while you've done a 5-round fight, never done in the UFC. But you'd done it before. Do you any worries about that? The idea of having to possibly go championship rounds?
Bro, I feel good at this because it's the I know it's so different. You know, your preparation for three rounds for 5 rounds, no? But it's the before UFC, I have a lot of fight for 5 rounds. I have a lot of preparation for 5 rounds in the regional scene. Maybe I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 times I'm prepared for 5 rounds the championship. I'm ready, bro. I'm ready for this fight. Is the 1 round okay? I'm finishing 1 round. 3, 4, 5, it's okay for me too. I think the people think I don't have cardio because the last fight, but because my fight facing Dan Ige is the terrible the thing is happening this fight, you know, is they change the weight. I mean, I make it the 145, you make 55, is they change the weight for 165. Yeah, a lot of things, no? At two weeks notice, yeah, I think it's the people have this idea that, okay, Diego don't have cardio for three rounds, no? But it's okay.
Hey, you got your chance to show them, that's for sure. Like, you're gonna get your chance to prove it in the championship fight. What does this mean to you to finally get to this point, Diego? A lot of hard work. You've been in a long journey. So what does it mean that, like, man, I'm a fight away from accomplishing my dream?
Bro, the meaning is this. work for your dream, no? Work for your dream, because it's the only you is the responsible for your future, right? I think it's the many people have good opportunities in your hands, but the guys not approves the too much. I think, no, I don't know, say I don't know, I'm correct, but not too much people is the say.
Say take the chance, it, like yeah, yeah, like yeah, take a chance, you know.
Take the chance, yeah, yeah. Sorry, my English, guys.
No, you're doing great, yeah. Man. You're doing amazing.
Yeah. I think it's the people have different choices for your opportunity, right? I take my opportunity. Okay, this is my opportunity for put my name in the top. No, I take the fight with Movsats, the 5 day notice. My visa expired two days before UFC called me. I mean, I'm travel bro for New Jersey. I'm only way cut in the flight. I mean, staying in New Jersey, bro. I remember my manager talk me, bro. You stay in the octagon, no pressure. Only enjoy this fight. Present your best version in this fight. They try everything. Try everything, because after this, I think the future have big things for you. Look at me now.
It's look amazing. Me now, right? Yeah.
It's crazy, no?
Do you believe in any of the talk about Alexander Volkanovsky being past his prime, or are you expecting the best version of him?
No, I'm respecting Volkanovski. I think Volkanovski is I hope is the best version the Volkanovski this fight. You know, I mean, prepare for the best version for Volkanovski. This guy, bro, the people forget the one thing is Volkanovski have only one loss in the 45, only for the your last fight. After this, no have it. The guy beats the Max Holloway, Jose Aldo, Chad Mendes. Corian Zombie, Jair Rodriguez, bro, the guy have a lot of experience, right? I think the Volk is more preparation for this fight, because the guy stay rested 1 week after you fight. I think now is healthy, your body's good. Yeah, I prepare for the best version for Volk.
Is there any part of you that was disappointed about Ilia Topuria moving up in at 155 because you wanted that fight? Was there any point that you're disappointed you don't get a chance to fight him at this weight class?
Bro, look, I'm not looking for this, because my mean is only one thing, for the belt, right? Okay, I mean, I've heard in UFC, Volca is the champion. Okay, my focus is in the Volk. Volkan lost your title, okay, my focus is Ilya, okay? Ilya now is moving up, okay, my focus is the Volkan and the title, no? I'm not disappointed, because the guy wants big things for your life, right? Big fight too, I think is the Islam, Ilya's big fight, Islam, Yarman's big fight, Islam, and the Oliveira's big fight too. I'm not disappointed, it's okay.
Before we get you out of here, last one, Diego. How much are you looking forward to just seeing Miami, the city? Have you ever visited before? Are you looking, and how much are you looking forward to just coming down here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm staying in Miami, I think, in 2021. Yeah, I'm staying 2 weeks in Miami. It's a beautiful city. I like too much the city. The beach is beautiful. I hope I'm staying in Miami 2 weeks before my fight. But the climate is the state. Relax and focus for the fight.
Thank you so much, Diego Lopez. Miami, go buy tickets to this fight. UFC 314. If you don't go, it's available on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. It is going to be an amazing fight, and we appreciate Diego giving us so much time. Thank you so much, Diego.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. I hope the next time my English is better.
It was awesome, man. You knocked it out of the park. Thank you, Diego.
Thank you, guys.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.